Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we declare and decree on this morning, Lord God, that you are Alpha and Omega, oh dear God. We decree and declare healing among the people, oh dear God. We decree and declare omnipresence in everyone's life, oh dear God. We decree and declare that everyone will have good health, oh dear God, good wealth, oh dear God. We decree and declare new visions, oh dear God. We decree and declare that they shall write them plainly on the table so that they can look at them constantly, oh dear God. We decree and declare wealth among all of us, oh dear God. We decree and declare great blessings and favor upon your people, oh dear God. We decree and declare that the travels, safe travels that Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan is being blessed in this season, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will bring a special anointing among Africa in this season, oh Father God. We decree and declare, oh dear God, that you said that we are healed by your stripes, oh Father God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that you said that you will bless the works of our hands, oh dear God, so that we shall obtain wealth in this season, Lord God. We decree and declare that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want in this season, Lord God. We decree and declare that you will continue to bless our children, that we see them well, complete, and holy, and we see them as a great nation, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we are the remnant in the earth, oh dear God, that we are answering your call because we have an ear to hear you, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we are humble before you in this season, oh Father God. We decree and declare that you are continuing to bless marriages, oh dear God, to bring great communication, oh dear God. We decree and declare that they will be elevated like eagles, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we become a community, one that set our minds stayed on thee, oh Father God. We decree and declare that our minds are being transformed each and every second, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will go into the hospitals, oh dear God, and heal the sick and afflicted, oh dear God. And Lord God, we decree and declare special blessing among Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, oh dear God, that you will continue to strengthen her body and to make her whole and complete as you have made her, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will bless the minds of the afflicted, whether they have Alzheimer's or any disease that is of this world, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will continue to lift us up, to allow us to lift your name up on high. We decree and declare that we shall continue to study thy word so that we shall show that self-approval, dear God, so that we can rightly divide the word of truth, oh dear God, and back to you, prophetess, so that we can speak in a heavenly language. Amen.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Amen, amen. We thank you, God, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. We thank you, God, for ordering our steps, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for giving us an open mind to see ourselves as you see us, oh God. We thank you, God, because we are weak and thou art strong, oh God. We thank you, God, for the power of love, God, and lifting us up, God, and saving us from our sins, oh God. Oh God, we commit ourselves unto thee, oh God, and we know that thou will lead us in the path of righteousness, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for giving the president, God, the wisdom and strength, oh God, and all the people and all those that are in power, God. Thank you, God, for giving them wisdom. Thank you, God, for giving them strength, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for making the horrors of wars pass forever, God, from the earth, God, and peace reign, God. Oh God, thank you, God, for giving us a cheerful heart, God. Thank you, God, for cheerfulness radiating daily in our walk, in our work, God. God, thank you, God, for increase, oh God, and faith, God. Thank you, God, that truth, joy comes to all who seek you first, God. And God, we want to thank you, Lord, that we find rest in you, God. God, we thank you, God, that you never leave us comfortless, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for guiding us into all truth, God. We thank you, Lord, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, loved ones, and all surround us, God. God, we thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for traveling mercies, Lord. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, God. And we thank you, God, for keeping us safe and guiding us everywhere we may be, God. God, we thank you, God, for continuing to protect Master Prophet, our leader, and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, the leading lady, God, and all that went with them on that journey to Africa, God, and Ghana, God. We thank you, God, for protecting them from accidents and keeping them free of harm from body and soul, God. We want to thank you, Lord, for keeping them mindful of your presence presence and love, God, and bringing them back home safe. Thank you, Lord. God, we want to thank you, Lord, for all your leaders, God, of your churches, God. Thank you, God, for giving them direction in their life and in the lives of your people, God. And we thank you, Lord, for the right divine relationship, Lord. We thank you, God, for relationship healing. We thank you, God, for love between the two people that you put together to continue to be strong and holy and deathless, God. And we want to thank you, Lord, for comforting those and gracefully regarding those who suffer affliction, God. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, Almighty Power One. In your masterful name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new day even now. We thank you for every life here on the line even now. We thank you for our families and our loved ones even now, Father God. We thank you for our children and our elders, Father God. Touch their minds, Father God. Touch their spirits even now, Father God. Lead them and guide us even now, Father God. Father God, allow your protective angels to cover us, Father God, and shield us from any hurt, harm, or danger even now, Father God. Father God, protect us as we come and as we go. Give us traveling mercies even now, Father God. Father God, I want to just lift up my sister even now with her, give her wholeness and her health even now, Father God. Father God, I want to lift up my family members even now and give them wholeness and completion even now, Father God. Father God, I lift up every family member's for the sick and the shut-in even now, to give them wholeness and completions even now, Father God, and restoration even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for divine peace, love, and joy even now, Father God. Thank you for harmony and unity, Father God. Thank you for allowing peace to reign in our homes and in our hearts and in our spirits even now, Father God. Father God, allow us to rest peacefully even now, Father God. Father God, allow innovative ideas to shine through us even now, Father God. Give us the boldness to move in it and get into action and be on the court even now, Father God. Father God, I want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. God, I love you and thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy to each and every one of us, God. Thank you for this opportunity to pray again, God, to see a new day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're thankful, God. Thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy, God, because your grace is sufficient and your mercy endures forever, God. Thank you for each and every person on the line, each and every prophetess, each and every prophet. God, we ask you to bless them in a mighty way. Bless them in their going and their coming. Bless their families. Bless their homes. Bless their finances, God. Bless them as they move to and fro, going about their business, God. Bless them in whatever they endeavor to do, God, be it going to the bank, getting a loan, buying a car, whatever they need to do, God. Thank you for providing and blessing your prophets. You said, beautiful are the feet of those who spread the gospel of peace. Lord, your prophets spread the gospel. Thank you, Father. And God, I ask you to bless each and every person listening in on the line, those who need help, God, just help them, help them, help them, Lord. Let them know that you are with them. Hold them in the palms of your hands. And I thank you, God. Thank you again for your mercy. I thank you for healing my own body, God, and thank you for your healing touch. Lord, remember, I want to remember the sick and shut in. I don't know whose names are on the list. Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Bless her, God. Strengthen her. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in her life. And bless her family. Give them peace in their hearts and their minds, knowing that you are with them. And God, I ask you to remember the members of my own family. Bless the marriages, those who have marriages. Keep them together, God. And bless Naya Applewhite, Lord. She's doing things you know, God, but I ask you to just touch her heart and her mind, and also Sydney Applewhite. And God, I thank you. And I thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan and their vision to allow us to be here on the call, God, and just for their vision of globalizing the prophetic and for the school of the prophets and the company of prophets. And thank you, Father. I ask you also to bless your golden seers, Mother Dorothy Myers, Prophetess Delmas Simmons, Cleola, Father, Mother Mary Jordan, Mother Mary Berrien, and all of your elders, God, bless them. Bless them. Thank you, Father, for your mercy and your goodness. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you this evening. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. Now, God, we pray that you open our eyes of understanding, God. And, God, that you give us vision, Father God, and the ears to hear what the Spirit is speaking to the church, God. We pray, Father God, for unity on every side, God. Unity in our families. Unity in our communities, Father God. Unity, Father God, amongst the prophets. Unity in our church homes, God. We pray, Father God, for unity and peace, even in the government, Father God. We pray. Pray within the organizations, political organizations, Father God, in offices. We pray for peace, Father God, in our country and peace in the land, God. Shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And Father God, you said that those that are peacemakers will be called sons of God. Let us rise up, Father God, and become, Father God, the sons in the earth, Father God, for we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We thank you, Father God, for your anointing this evening, God, and for your resurrection power, God, to heal the sick and to deliver those that are bound, Father God, to deliver those, Father God, that are, Father God, entangled in bondages. And, Father God, we pray that you break yokes this evening, Father God, and that you set the captive free, Father God. Deliver those, God, that are, Father God, afflicted in mental illness, Father God, afflicted, Father God, with sickness and disease, because by your stripes, God, we are healed, God. And we thank you for Jesus Christ, Father God, who has already done the work, and that it is already written that, Father God, that we are healed, God, and that we are set free. God, we take on, Father God, everything that you said that we were to be, everything as a son of God, Lord, everything that you said that you would give us, God. You said greater works we shall do, Father God, and we thank you for the greater works, and we thank you for the hour and the season that we're in, Father God, that the sons of God will manifest themselves throughout the earth, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for delegated authority within our communities, delegated authority within our church. We thank you, Father God, that you bless the coming and the going of the Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, Father God, as they enter into different lands and territories. We ask, Father God, that you bless their feet and that the land will be blessed everywhere that they trod. We ask, Father God, that those that are traveling with them, God, that you would bless their feet, and Father God, that you would keep and maintain a hedge of protection around them, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against them thou shalt condemn. We thank you, Father God, that this is our heritage, God, and we thank you, Father God, for those that are on the line this night, God. We thank you, Father God, for resurrection power in the prophets, God, that they will speak a word in due season, Father God, and that their words will not fall to the ground, God. But, Father God, we shall see the manifestation, Father God, of the word come to pass. Now, we pray for those that are listening, God, those that may have a need, those, Father God, that may have sorrow or in grief or in any type of illness, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are the joy bringer, the joy giver. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that brings the gift, Father God, that anoint us to move forward, God, and to do and demonstrate you in the earth, Father God. Lord, we thank you this evening. I give you the praise, God, because you are magnificent. You are the majestic. You are the all in all. And Father God, I call upon you this night, God, for your people need you, Father. We call upon you, Father God, because people need you in every country. There's been devastation, Father God, and Father God, everything that can be shaken has been shook, God. And Father God, we ask that you bring peace, to our minds, peace to the land, God, peace to Puerto Rico, God. And Father God, give them everything that they need. Restructure, rebuild, Father God. And Father God, we cast down all vain imaginations, God. We bring all thoughts, every thought, God, under the subjection of the Lord Jesus Christ, God. And Father God, we give you the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And we say thank you this evening. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Olympia.
Father God, we're just thanking you for another day to come into your presence. We thank you for your loving kindness, Father. We thank you for the hedge of protection you keep around us, family. Father, we thank you for world peace. We thank you for deliverance and restoration. We thank you even for exhortation in this season. We thank you for the instructions that you give us from day in and day out. We thank you for hearing your voice clearer than ever. Father, we thank you for being our source. We thank you for being our spiritual father. We love you, Father, and we thank you for healing families and covering our children, Father. We thank you for the guidance of wisdom, even in business and careers. Father, even those that are looking and seeking for employment, Father, we thank you for the right doors that is going to be open unto them. We thank you for allowing and releasing worry in this season, knowing that all things come together for our betterment and for our good, Father. Father, we thank you for just praising you and worshiping you today, Father, because, you know, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And, Father, we know that all things are working itself out because you have ordained it to be so. So, Father, we thank you in advance for all that we experience, and we thank you how we are following your lead and we trust in you with our whole heart. Father, we thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophet, is Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the company of prophets, Father. We thank you for Kumasi Ghana. We thank you for the work that's going forth over there. We thank you for the mission work that's going forth. We thank you for the wisdom and the word of the Lord that is changing and transforming the lives of your people, Father. So we are excited and grateful just to be in your midst for this morning and many more mornings to come, Father, because we know that all that you say is still yea and amen in our life. And we thank you and I love you, Father. And, Father, I thank you for relationships. I thank you for all the children. And we thank you for the growth and maturity that's taking place in their lives. And we thank you for keeping a hedge of protection as they travel to and fro. And we just thank you for traveling mercies, Father. Even as the company of prophets work their way back and travel back, we just thank you for the angels that shall guide them. And we thank you for the great experience just to be abreast on what's really going on over there in Kamesha, Ghana. And I love you, and I thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you once again for this opportunity to come together in agreement, Lord God, in prayer. Bless each one on the line, Lord, and their family members as well, and continue to do a mighty work in and through each one of us, Father God, as you move us forward into a time and season of changes and shifts and growth and opportunities, Lord, and revelation and expansion. All the good things that you have ahead for us, Father God, continue to guide and direct. Help us to continue to guard our hearts, Lord, with the mind of Christ as well, and walk humbly before you and stay flexible in your hands, Lord God, as you work your will in and through us, and continue to give us peace, Lord, and a boldness and a confidence in you. As your word says, Lord, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I just decree and declare that for each one, Father God. And I agree as well that you will continue to bless Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah and the company of prophets as they do the work of the kingdom in Ghana, Lord God. And we know that they will come back with testimonies and new insights and revelation to share as well, that there will be much to share. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing, and continue to guide and direct and bring the right contacts across their paths, and have your protection upon each one for all the while that they are there, Lord, and for safe travels as well. And Lord, thank you for what you are doing with the globalization of the prophetic. Continue to touch our minds, Lord God, to allow you to shift even our mindsets, Lord God, to be flexible in your hands, to change even our way of thinking about things, that we'll see things through your eyes, Lord God, and be willing to lay aside anything that is not of you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophetess Olivia. Prophetess Olivia. Prophetess Barbara.
We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of God we will set up our banner. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity and this time as we are humbled to come before you, God. We thank you, Father God, for having a voice here today, Father God. We thank you for each and every person connected on this prayer line, Father God. You know our names and you know who we are, Father God. Touch them as they represent even their families in health and in financial situations, Father God. For we thank you, God, for we know you are a way maker. You are a comforter, Father God, a lawyer and a protector, covering our children even in school situations, Father God. Thank you for transformation in this hour, God. We give your name the praise on that. Father God, I'm holding up the Polydor family in the time of their loss in this season, Father God, that you comfort them in this hour. We decree, Father God, health for our seniors, healing for our seniors, wisdom for ourselves, Father God, wisdom in for your people and right network. We rebuke any evil thing that is trying to come against us and even our prophets and our master prophets. We return to sender in the name of Jesus. And Father God, even anyone that is held captive in this earth against their will, Father God, we thank you for sending your angels, Father God, sending the protection, Father God, sending an escape situation, Father God. We thank you for favor in home situations and covering our homes. Those looking for homes, we thank you. We touch and agree with them, Father God, that they will have a roof over their head. Thank you for the recovery situation and all of the hurricane, people affected by the hurricane, Father God. We thank you for peace and calmness. We thank you for the people who are helping them, that you just give them strength in this hour. Father God, we thank you for forgiving us of anything that's unlike you in this hour, Father God. Bless our enemies, Father God. Touch even them, Father God. We thank you, God, and we thank you for even our ancestors who stood and prayed us even up to this day. We give your name the honor and the glory. We love you and lift your name. Amen.
Prophetess Olivia?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Go ahead.
Father God, we just thank you for this day. Father God, I just want to say I truly love you because you are a faithful God. Father God, I just thank you for everyone that's on this line, Father God. Father God, I thank you for protection over each and every household on this line and nationwide. I thank you, Father God, for all the souls that's coming back to you, Lord, because you are the true and faithful and merciful and loving and wonderful God. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for who you are and who I am in you and everyone on this call and everyone worldwide. I thank you for the many, many, many people that's just seeking after you, and I thank you for the prophets that's available to reach out to them. I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for the space that they created for all of us to be on this call worldwide. I thank you for the stick and the shut in, Lord. Thank you for continued blessing them. Thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you for their wisdom, Lord. We thank you. I thank you. We thank you, Lord. We love, praise, honor you. We thank you for the children. We thank you for all your children worldwide. And we thank you for the protection over their lives and them getting to know who you are. And I thank you, Lord, for all the parents that are stepping up to the plate, Lord, to teach their children who you are, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for families just being together back again, worshiping you at the dinner table, Lord. I thank you for all the families worldwide that's praying as a family to you, looking to you, Lord. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for the power, the mercy, the grace, the peace that you've given every and each one of your children that you have created in this earth, this entire earth. I thank you for all the bishops. I thank you for all the pastors. I thank you for all the evangelists. I thank you for all the apostles, Lord. Thank you for continuing to strengthen them, each and every one of them, to teach your sheep, your people, who you created, Father, who you are, so they can continue from generation after generation after generation after generation of sharing and letting people know who you are, because you love each and every one of us. You desire nothing but the best, and I thank you for that, Lord. And I give you the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Prophetess Regina.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and your praises shall continually be in my mouth. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for your righteousness, for they will be satisfied, Lord. Lord God, I want to thank and praise your name for all the prayers that have been said thus far, Father God. We claim it done in your son Jesus' name, oh dear God. And Lord God, we lift up a special voice, oh dear God, in this earth, oh dear God, that a special anointed shall be cast upon this earth, oh dear God, upon all the nations, oh dear God, everyone that has been afflicted by the hurricanes, by any calamity, oh Father God, because Lord God, we know that you are omniscient, we know that you are omnipresent, oh dear God, and Lord God, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God, for just giving us favor and mercy day by day, oh dear God. We want to thank you for the restoration and the reconciliation that you allow us to come before your throne of grace, oh Father God. We thank and we praise you for our families, oh dear God. We thank and praise your name for our minds, our spirit, and our soul, oh dear God. We thank you and praise your name for our children, oh dear God. We thank and praise your name, Lord God, for our marriages. We thank and praise your name for the fivefold ministry, oh dear God. We thank and praise your name for the authenticity that you have given us, oh dear God. We thank you for just blessing our minds so that we will continue to get wealth in this season, oh dear God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to honor you with our substance, oh dear God, and our first fruits when all thy increases, oh dear God. Lord, we just honor you and we love you and we carefully give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh dear God. We just ask that you continue to bless our children in a special way. Anoint their minds so that they will excel high above the heavens, oh dear God, so that they will be with you, your angels, oh Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for the teachers that are teaching them in this season, oh dear God, that you will give them new wisdom, oh dear God, new outlook, oh dear God. Bless our ear gates, our eye gates, our nose gates, our mouth gates, oh dear God, so that we could continue to speak your word, oh dear God. We thank you for, Lord God, for just being merciful, oh dear God, and allowing us to just repent on a daily day basis, oh dear God. We thank you for the new networks, the new connection, oh dear God. We thank you for just blessing our hands so that we can obtain wealth in this season. These many blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name and for thy sake. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for every utterance, and we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Bethany, the anonymous.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, I was on mute. God bless you all. Good morning. Powerful prayer. Join us back here at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard with Master Prophet on the call. You don't want to miss this morning's call at 9 a.m. Eastern on this same conference call line to have our conference call with our very own Master Prophet. They had a powerful day today and all of the sites that they've seen and things of that nature. I got off the phone with them about an hour ago. And so join us back here at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard as well as 12 noon. The Pop Life Radio Show will be on at 12 noon, same conference line, and then you can join us back here at 11:50 for our Midnight Cry call. I want to also encourage each and every one of you to check your emails. We are in the Law of Abundance season, and you do not want to miss what we are in the midst of. Amen. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen, and I want to challenge each of you to invite someone to the Midnight Cry. If you know someone who is sick, afflicted in their mind, body, souls, or spirits, invite them to the call. Don't be selfish. There are many needs out there. Reach out. Let this be your evangelism. Amen. Let the spirit of evangelism come upon you and overtake you and invite others to this call. Amen. God bless you, and thank you all for joining us for another Midnight Cry. Good night.
Good night. God bless you.
Good night.
God bless you. Good morning.
God bless you.